Welcome to Urban States, your bi-weekly dose of well-being and street art around Paris.
This week I'll be taking you along a walk with an official Paris greeter, the second in a three-part series, Meet Up, Walk With, and Talk Like a Paris Greeter.
So what can you tell us about the French?
It is a Catholic church, and you know, as you might know, about 90%, I think, of the church in France, we are Catholic. This one is relatively recent. Actually, it was finished in 1906. And the fun thing about this thing, that you know how they nicknamed it? Because it was the first one where they used this kind of red bricks around. Okay. And so they nicknamed it St. John's of the Bricks, you know, which was a nice way to say that they didn't like it.
You could describe Paris greeters as the equivalent of tourism dating. You heard Stefan welcoming visitors from Charleston, Texas, and just within minutes of him welcoming the savvy couple, they had already fallen for the charm of his refreshing, warm candor. Maybe it's personalities like this who French Minister for Foreign Affairs Laurent Fabius referred to needing more of during his keynote speech to journalists in June's Tourism Forum, also cautioning the industry not to be seduced by flattering statistics.
Le tourisme, c'est une industrie et il faut bien accueillir les gens. Mais pour ça, il faut être très bon. Nous devons être le premier pays touristique au monde, pas seulement par le nombre des touristes, mais...
Tourism is an industry, said Minister Fabius, adding, we must welcome people and we must be very good in order to continue being the first tourist destination in the world, and not only for the number of tourists. It was great then seeing former Minister for Trade and Tourism Fleur Pellerin, also speaker at the Tourist Forum, take time out of her busy schedule to be welcomed by greeter Stefan and take a stroll with him and a few others around Paris's Montmartre district, an effective way for her to see more closely the human face of French, even Parisian tourism.
Very good.
I'm not sure you would have the minister.
No, probably not.
But greeters, it's an American idea. You know about
yeah,
that? It was set up
in New York. You know, in France, we have the second biggest, largest community of greeters in the world after the States. We find that it's a very nice initiative.
I have a nice good visit.
Merci. Thank you.
It's not really a visit. It's a greet, we call it.
It's French hospitality.
French hospitality. Yes. And you have a very nice greeter. He knows a lot of stories about the area. So.
Well, we hope so.
So I hope you have fun.
Yeah?
Have a good day.
And on this sunny Saturday afternoon in July, the now culture minister went on to tweet at @OutUrbanArtsBoy, @FranceGreeters. Great greet with Stefan and our friends from Charleston. #FrenchHospitality. According to the Paris Office of Tourism, of the 13,400 visitors polled, 60% said the main way they like to discover the city is by strolling the streets. Visiting monuments and museums trailed the art of meandering by foot, followed by shopping, gastronomy, parks and gardens. But statistics aside, there's a more personal way Paris tourism is winning over visitors, as you've heard here. It's done by dosing them up with a refreshing warm brand of candour, and hooking into the theme again, that Paris greeters can be seen as being like tourism dating.
So I start here because there is a small square where there is something funny which is called I Love You Wall. And everything should start with and ends with love, okay, we go to the I Love You Wall.
And so what did they find?
So the French way, je t'aime, can you see it? I'm going to show you. This. So now we can play a bit with languages. So you have Je t'aime. Yeah. Okay.
A bit on the right, you will find I love you, which is just here. Uh-huh. Do you have any idea what is the language just above Je t'aime?
What is this thing?
Middle East, not Middle Eastern, but.
It's European language. It's Romanian.
Romanian.
Okay.
Romanian.
Okay.
So just not something about the sound. Jubesque, okay? So te is you, okay? And Jubesque is the second person singular. Okay. So you go very up, and you have another one, which is Milujemca. So Milujemca, this is another Slavic language. It's in Slovakian. Mi, it's me. Lujem, it's the verb, to love. And ta, it's you. Do you know how to say it in Russian? I'd say I love you in Russian.
Ya, lubyu.
Ljubju.
They found 316 ways to say I love you. To take your own stroll with Paris Greeters, meander on over to www.parisgreeters.fr or via their city ambassador domain, www.greeters.paris. And with Love on the Radar, here's Klaxons with their aptly titled Akashic Records summer release, Love Frequency. Track 2 if you're counting, There's No Other Time. Join us again in 2 weeks on WRP and catch up with Paris-based street artist Kashink. She's helping the Women's Forum celebrate their 10th global meeting, happening in Deauville this October. And the third installment of our Paris Greeter series will follow. That's me, at Outer Bernard's Point. There is no other time.